Hey, it's time for that dose of dating advice you know and love so much. How you doing? This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. You know, men don't use phones the way women do. And I'm sure this won't be a big surprise to you. Guys typically use their cell phones as a device, not a social tool. We take our phone calls on them, we get directions on them, maybe handle an email or two. So for you to use a guy's phone as a way to romance him, you have to know some insider tips. And I'm going to expose those for you right here, right now, today. And I'm going to go one step further than just showing you how to romance this guy. I want to show you how to get him to want to marry you using text messages. Oh, and your attitude, of course. It can't all be done through texting, or otherwise you'd be married before you even met the guy. So right off the bat, let's set some ground rules. Let's start with a few things you should never text a guy. Don't text this. Hey. Okay, so what's he supposed to do with that exactly? Think about it from a man's perspective. He's sitting there sipping his cappuccino, pondering the last basketball game. He's not stockpiling things in his head to tell the next person he's coming in contact with, right? Hey, you might be doing this, but I'm telling you, he isn't. And he gets a text that says, hey. Right out of the blue, he thinks, okay, this gal, I remember her, but she's probably not going to be interested in the basketball game. Well, now if he's got something to say, he's probably going to have to text you back with a polite, yeah, hey, or what's up, which then leaves you feeling deflated and bored already because you didn't get much of a response out of him, right? What, isn't this guy capable of more than one word texts? You think, even after you've opened the conversation with a single word, you have to start with a question. Don't send open-ended texts like you do with your girlfriends. Don't ever text this. Text number two, where are you? Or what are you doing? This sounds way too much like you're checking up on him. And even if you didn't mean to sound like you're checking on him, he still is going to probably feel like it. Your text needs to sound organic, not desperate. And even if it's a question you're already curious about, you have to lead off a little bit differently. In fact, asking the question at all, if, you know, what are you doing or where are you, asking that is a subtle way of saying, gosh, I wish I were there instead of enjoying my already way cool life. What are you doing? It just sounds kind of nervous and sketchy. You know what I mean? So you have to project the attitude of a woman that is living her own life and isn't looking to be someone else's anchor. All right? That's the most important part of the posture for dating. You have to project the kind of woman that you want to be without having to just put on an act. Resist the temptation to hint at getting together with him this way too, okay? Remember that your texts are coming from a woman who's busy with her own awesome lifestyle, and he needs to sense that and get that from your words. Don't text this, LOL or LMAO. You know that, right? Laughing out loud or laughing my ass off. This is the texting equivalent of an uncomfortable silence, okay? Think about it. How does he respond after he gets that text? How would you respond? You'd be just like, okay. It's kind of like that scene in Austin Powers. I don't know if you remember this. It's a really funny scene where Dr. Evil and his henchmen are all laughing diabolically about their plan. They're like, wah-ha-ha-ha, wah-ha-ha-ha. And after a while, they don't know how to transition back from the laughter because, you know, in regular movies, they would just cut the scene to the next nefarious thing going on, right? But no, now Dr. Evil and his henchmen have to come back from that laughter. And what do? They just sit there going, they just kind of taper off awkwardly. Well, instead of doing a text like this, tell him he's funny. Just tell him he's funny and then turn it into an opportunity to compliment him. Hint, compliments are something that guys don't get as much as you think, all right? He's thirsty for them. He's thirsty to hear you tell him what you dig about him. Trust me, this is big on a guy's list. Don't text this, I guess so, probably, or anything vague that he's supposed to pick up on, right? These little subtle texts where you're supposed to read between the lines. Look, if you think men are thick when you're trying to hint something to them in person, just imagine how dense he is when he's on the other end of a text conversation that has no emotional cues in it. I'll just tell you right now that he won't get it at all. Plus, saying something vague is like saying nothing at all, all right? So if you feel tempted to fill space with a reply, don't. Just let the silence sit there. This is far better. Do you know what's happening in that silence? He's getting nervous that he's losing your interest and you. And he will do what? He'll pony up some energy to start chasing you again. And contrary to what you might think, that's only good for you. If he's getting nervous about losing interest, he's going to be the one that's going to have to step up and work for it. You want men to always wonder if he's got you. If he thinks he does, you're actually losing him. This doubt in his head is healthy that you create, and it makes him do what men are supposed to do, chase you. Chase you, chase you, chase you. Can I say that anymore? I don't think so. I recently, I interviewed this woman who wanted me to do some phone coaching with her to help her get out of the friend zone with a guy she's known for quite a while. She sent me a description of her situation and I just turned her down. Yeah, I turned down a coaching client and some decent money because I knew that she was in the desperation zone more than the friend zone. This guy was lukewarm and he was lame and she'd never be happy with a guy like that. She needed a man who wanted her more than he needed air to breathe. Because if you can't get him to chase you, you will always be chasing him. And that's not romance. Okay, now let's talk about the steps you can use to get a man into that matrimonial state. Text him into the chapel, if you will. After coaching thousands of clients, I'll tell you one big mistake that women typically make with texting men. They are way too predictable. So my first tip, get him to marry you, texting tactic number one, is to treat him like a dolphin. You see, men are like dolphins. Let me explain that because this one tip you can use on a man no matter what you're doing with him. The way that those trainers get a dolphin to do tricks and all those aquatic shows that you might have seen or maybe even seen on TV, I don't know, is that they use something called variable reinforcement. Okay, it's a pretty big word that just simply means that when the dolphins are being trained to learn a trick, they don't get a fish every time like you see them getting during the show. No, the dolphins start out by getting a fish all the time. And very soon after that, they only get a fish every so often. It's at a variable interval that is unpredictable, okay? That's the key. But why? Why do they do that? Well, because all living things respond better to uncertain schedules of reward. What does that fancy little phrase mean? It means people respond better when we don't know when or if we're going to get a treat. If you know you're getting a treat at the same time every day, you start to take it for granted, and then you stop trying or working for it. This is basic motivational psychology. Sure, we'd like to think that a person will keep working for it, right? But the truth is they won't. And this is especially true of men. The second you start texting him or calling or emailing or whatever regularly, that's when his little lizard brain is going to start yelling out, boring, and then he's going to start looking somewhere else for his fun. If it's not that he's trying to be a dick, he's just motivated by challenge. Again, I'm talking about making him chase you. Give him that challenge. Let me say that again for the cheap seats. A man is motivated by challenge. If you're working hard to make it easy for him, you're missing a big opportunity without realizing it. You think if you just made yourself more convenient to him, he'll just default to calling you or boinking you or dating you. Nope. He needs you to demonstrate higher value by showing him you're in demand and you can't be pinned down. The human mind focuses on things that are rare and hard to get, and for a reason, okay? Too easy equals too common, which also equals not valuable. Let me say that again. If it's too easy, our brain says that must be too common and therefore it's not valuable. What about pennies? Would you bend over to pick up a penny on the street? Hey, you might, but most often we don't because we know pennies aren't worth it. Pennies are pretty worthless. And think about it. Oh my God, the amount of energy that a penny takes up from bending over to get it in the first place, well, that's not worth it. Putting it in your pocket and having it jangle around like some old lady's change purse, that's also not worth it. Then what do you do with it after you've collected it? Now you got to collect them all and bring them to the grocery store and put it in one of those machines and have it count. It's not worth it. So you see what I'm saying? If it's common, it just doesn't click in our minds as valuable. It actually kind of feels like work. You also have to keep him focused on you. Not on his little lame concerns. A man works best when he's providing and helping make your life happy because that's a built-in drive for him. Remember this one because it's a secret key that will get you into his heart. Get him to marry you. Texting tactic number two is text him about your married friends. When you've been dating him for a while, you want to create a private tribe of your own. You want him having fun, and well, fun with you, obviously, and fun with your friends. If they're married, that's 10 times better. So every often, share positive, fun, uplifting information about your married friends and what fantastic lives they're living in wedded bliss. Share their triumphs. From the ones that get married to the ones that are having their first child, you have to keep them plugged into the committed and happy news parade. All right, this one you're going to want to expand a bit on too. You eventually want him to hang out with you and your happily married friends as much as possible. He needs to be flooded with examples of positive couples who are in committed relationships. The fact is that the human mind believes what it sees and hears over and over and over again. If it sees it and hears it over and over and over, it's going to believe it. Most guys see too many negative examples of relationships, probably his buddies, you know, and you have to be able to counter that. When he's around couples who have made the big commitment to each other, he'll start to envision doing the same thing with you. It really is true. He's got to be immersed in this lifestyle. Remember, your job is to help him past his trust and commitment issues. You have to show him that marriage rocks harder than AC/DC in concert. Yeah, believe it or not, AC/DC still is around and they do rock pretty hard. Just don't be too obvious about this tactic. Use this mentioning sparingly in text until you've fully got him into the cult of married friends, but use it relentlessly in real life. Get him to marry you, texting tactic number three, let him know that you've got options. A guy is motivated by loss just as much as gain. And the reality of life is that we are 10 times as motivated by the possibility of losing something important to us than by the possibility of getting something new. You can use this to your advantage in texting and in life. Send him messages from time to time that let him in on the unbelievable fun that you're having without him. Let him know about the cool time you just had with your girlfriends at a party or that group of cool guys who invited you into a game of darts with them. If you're turning down experiences like this, by the way, you might be guilty of responding to your own guilt instead of your own value. Or maybe accidentally text him something meant for somebody else. Oops, oopsie daisy. This isn't taunting or manipulating, my dear, okay? This is another of the realities of life that I'm trying to get across to you. And if you're living your life by trying to spare him from any bad feelings, trying to keep him from experiencing any jealousy or bad emotions that you don't want to experience, you're not really understanding the way real people work. Yeah, I get it. We should all be nice to each other. A man should see you for who you are and just love the dickens out of you. But you know what? Human beings don't respond to shoulds of any kind, really. Human beings don't always respond to the nicest girl either. You ever seen this happen or experience it? I'll bet you have. The simple rule of life is that you don't listen to what people say. You watch what they do and don't get caught up in shoulds along the way. So don't ever feel bad about letting him know what he could be potentially ruining for himself. All right? Real women with value have no problem reminding their man that he's not the only guy left on the planet. You got to line up those alternatives, those options for you. Oh no, my dear boy. Far from. He's not that last guy on the planet. In fact, you have to balance true and heartfelt loving with constantly reminding him that there's a line he can cross and possibly lose you. Unconditional love is what you feel in your heart, but conditional boundaries are what you need to keep you healthy, desired, and loved by your man. Let me say that again. Conditional boundaries are what you need to keep you healthy, desired, and loved. Don't let anybody tell you different. So there you go. I gave you three powerful ways to use your texts, and in real life you can use these too, to get a man to make that ultimate commitment to you. Don't just use these in text. Use them every day with him, all right? But remember, the texts are just one of the many ways you can reel him in. Aside from using your phone to communicate your irresistibility to him, there's something else called the soulmate signal. Do you know what this is? Well, I want to show it to you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. That's datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. If you're listening to this on your phone right now, go on over. I'm sure you can. Go take a look. It's a great video, a quick video presentation, and I tell you about why men need to see the soulmate signal from you before they're going to be convinced that you're the one. It's this signal that's going to flip that switch in his head and make him go all in on your relationship. If you want to know how to do it, which is actually pretty simple, go on over and check it out now. DatingAdviceGuru.com/soulmates. This is Carlos Caballo. I'll be back again next week, hopefully, to tell you more about how to win his heart. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.